The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to this day in history class from howstuffworks.com and from the desk of stuff you missed in history class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's October 10th. Lyudmila Pavlichenko died on this day in 1974. She was one of the most famous snipers in the Soviet Red Army. Lyudmila Pavlichenko was born not far from Kiev in 1916, and in her youth, she joined the Volunteer Society for the Assistance of Army Aircraft and Fleet. This was a paramilitary youth organization. It also involved a lot of patriotism and athletics. It wasn't so much a really volunteer organization, though, even though the word volunteer is in the name. Attendance was expected, and that's where she first learned to shoot. She got a certificate in marksmanship with the Volunteer Society for the Assistance of Army Aircraft and Fleet. She went on to sniper's school while studying at Kiev University. When Germany invaded the Soviet Union on June 22nd of 1941, Pavlichenko decided to put her training to use, and she tried to join the army. She was turned down, though, because she was a woman. She kept trying. They kept encouraging her to be a nurse, but she didn't want to be a nurse. She wanted to be a soldier. Not only did she want to be a soldier, she had the skills required of being a soldier. Finally, after all this persistence on her part, someone decided to give her a test. She was with a unit that was defending a hill, and someone pointed out two Romanians who were working with the Germans and told her to shoot them, which she did. She was then accepted into the Red Army's 25th Chapayev Rifle Division. In her first 75 days of service, she had 187 confirmed kills, and by the end of that service, that number had risen to 309. 36 of these were German snipers, some of which were effectively in duels with the enemy. From her point of view, especially when it came to the snipers, the work that she was doing was ultimately saving many other lives. She was also wounded 4 times in the line of duty while working as a sniper. Her reputation as a sniper really spread, and the Red Army started using her in recruitment materials and in propaganda. In 1942, she went to the United States to try to get some support from the United States for Russia's military efforts on the European continent. While she was in the U.S., she became very close friends with Eleanor Roosevelt. Although the press coverage in this tour, which there was a lot of, was really focused on questions about her appearance and what she was wearing, rather than her military service or the Russian efforts that she had come to the United States to try to get support for. After she returned home, she was promoted to major. She was named Hero of the Soviet Union, and eventually she was depicted on a postage stamp. After the end of World War II, she went back to school, and she became a historian. And then in 1957, while Eleanor Roosevelt was on a tour of Moscow, the two women were reunited. This was something that Roosevelt had asked for again and again. While she was planning this trip, when she got to Moscow, she kept asking her hosts, please, could she see Lyudmila Pavlyuchenko? After asking over and over, they finally agreed to let her, although at first they would not allow the two women to be alone together. It was, according to all accounts, a very joyful reunion among the two of them once they actually got to talk to each other. Lyudmila Pavlyuchenko died of a stroke at the age of 58. We talk about her along with five other women on the front lines in the May 15th, 2017 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Six Impossible Episodes, Soldiers, Snipers, and Spies. Thanks very much to Tari Harrison for all of her audio work on this podcast. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, we will have the opening of a massive change to a major church.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.